Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God once again. Tonight's the night that we just give God the glory. Tonight is what we call the Friday night. And a statement was made once again, I remember back in the day, it said, can I wait until Friday? So Friday's here, so we can't wait. It's Friday already. So I want to say this to those of us who are here. Tonight we got a lot of things we want to talk about tonight. And the first thing I want us to do is go in and have prayer together and believe God for some things that God has done for one of our beloveds. And we just want to continue to give God much glory, all the glory, because it's in Him that we do it. Because God makes no mistakes, but the more we can trust Him, the more we can believe Him, the more He can assure us, I am God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we come before you this hour tonight. We come with thanksgiving and much say thank you for what all you've done for us today. Sometime we were up and sometime we were down, but we just depend on you because of what you're saying. And Father, because we just believe and we just thank you for everything that you're doing, we believe tonight is a night that all things will work together. And I ask you tonight, Father, it's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will look upon us. I pray for the continental United States. I pray that we will be more prayer warriors, more trusting, believing, and living the word. And the sin of our United States citizens on the outside, their problem. In Israel, Psalm 122, verse 6, we give it to you, Father. What we pray for is for Jerusalem. And you say, he that pray for Jerusalem shall prosper. And we believe. And Father, because you've been such a good God to us and by us and through us, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we ask you for everything. And we know that nothing shall ever slip by you because you're all seeing God. And tonight we just ask you, we got a sister we just want to bring in and just edify her in the name of Jesus and thank you for what you're doing for her. And maybe somebody that's out there listening but won't call in but hear what you're doing, Father. Because healing is yours. Healing belongs to the children. It's children's bread. And for that we said thank you. For that we said love you. And we come to you and we give you the glory. And Father, I press my way into the love and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And tonight's a great night. Hallelujah. How you doing, Sister Brenda?
Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord. Highly favored. Highly favored. Glad to be in the land of the living and to give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that's due Him.
Amen.
It's just good. Let me start off, if you don't mind, with a testimony.
Uh-huh.
I'm 65 years old, and a couple weeks ago, I blacked out. And it's strange that the doctor said, well, how long were you out? I don't know. But it's just like when you get hit with the Holy Spirit. You go down and you come up different. But first, Satan tried to get on my back and say, oh, all of this is wrong with you. That's wrong with you. And for about 4 days, I laid down. I just gave up. But I said, God, if you're real, I need you to show yourself to me once again. I need you to get me out this valley experience and raise me up. And I tell you, God is just like that. Because on Sunday, 2 weeks ago, the Lord said, get up. You're healed. Get up and do the work. Get up. And so I made a confession then. I say, if I got to black out again, if I have to whatever, God is going to get the glory. If I pass away and transition, make my ride to the Holy Land, I am going to be found doing what God told me to do. I will not let the enemy hinder me. And it lets you know that when you're on the pathway, when you're on the way, doing what God has told you to do, you can move when the enemy is trying to pull you back. God will raise up a standard for you. And he will let you know time and time again that he is God. Because we all have a purpose. God has called us to a purpose. You might not know what yours is, but I know what mine is. And so God wants us to be found guilty, guilty as charged, doing what he would have us to do. Not what self wants to do, but what God wants us to do. And if you put God first, if you seek him first, everything else is going to line up. It's just like our faith. We're raggedy and filthy rags, but we are justified by faith. It means that we line up to the word of God. We allow the blood that Jesus shed to renew us, to restore us in right relationship, in right fellowship with God. And I'm reminded not only in Isaiah 55 where he talks about us being healed and that like we like sheep, all of us like sheep.
Sheep is the only thing.
But God.
Thank God.
But God. And I'm sorry I quoted that scripture incorrectly, Isaiah 53.
That's all right.
He bore our sins. He took away what we could not give away. We couldn't give it away, but God took it away because he allowed Jesus Christ, his precious son, to shed his blood. And if you really think about it, it's like the judicial system. You have the judge, you have the attorneys, you have the defendants, you have the plaintiffs. And so Satan is the accuser. He's in the court of God. He's trying to say, he is no good. He's done this. He's done that. But the attorney that's on our side is Jesus Christ. And every time Satan rises up his head and says, he is guilty as charged, Jesus rises up and says, oh, no, I died for that one. My blood is over him. Whatever he has done, it has been cast into the sea of forgetfulness, never to rise again. So I'm not looking to man, but I'm looking to Christ, the author and finisher of my faith. And so I press toward that mark. I continue to press in spite of. I cannot let my testimony go in vain. My works should follow me, and we shall have that crown of righteousness, but we have got to stay on the path. We've got to stay with the Lord, and Psalm says, I will, and I tell everybody, it's a personal experience, I will lift up my eyes. I don't know where you're looking for your help and your strength, but I'm looking up to the hills. And the hills is not the physical hills, but I'm looking up to Jesus Christ. I'm looking up to him because that's where all of my help comes from. And it says that he never slumbers and he never sleeps. So I can't get away. The word also says if I make my bed in hell, he's there too. So we've got a covering if we will accept it. That judge that sits in the judicial system, he might judge you incorrectly. He might find you guilty when you should be free. But I thank God he might make a mistake because he's not the righteous judge. But Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He is going to present me faultless. He's going to present me faultless. I am spotted and wrinkled, but he's going to present me faultless because of his blood. So when Satan accuses, Jesus Christ says, no, no, I died for him. And in the layman's term today, back up, Satan. You have no room here. Back up. You're off duty here, Satan. Back up. because I'm taking a stand. Back up. You used to ride my back. I remember Jesse Jackson said a long time ago, stand up, man, stand up. You know, the enemy can't ride your back if you stand up. So, yes, we get in a bent down situation, but that's just when God steps in, right on time. And he might not come when you want him, but he's on time. And I disagree with that because he's right there all the time. So he don't have to come. He just has to speak. He just has to say it. But it's in his time, not our time. And if we can understand that, it's not our time. It's the Lord's time. And when he gets ready, he will show up strong and mighty as Abraham. As Abraham.
Abraham.
Abraham was on his way to slay his son. He was on his way. He saw he had the servant. He had the wood. He had the knife. But I say Isaac is pretty bold because I don't know if I could have walked with him, seeing him with all this stuff for a sacrifice, and not have something to say more than, what are we doing? I see this. I see that. What's going on, Dad? What's going on?
What's going on, Dad?
Something to be in obedience. And Amen. It says that it was imputed to him for righteousness. Not because he was so righteous, because the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he showed where his faith was. His faith was in God Almighty. And God will provide. God will provide. And he wants us to know that today. The Bible is a roadmap for us. He wants us to know today that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And that he is true to his word. God is true to his word.
Amen.
What are we true to? What are we true to? I've been studying in James about the trials and tribulations, but what I really found very interesting, again, because every time you read scripture, sometimes there's a new revelation.
Yes,
but I've wondered about that vainness, you know, finding yourself looking into a mirror saying, I got it all together. I am the I am, you know, not the God I am, but I'm just somebody. I look good. My hair is long and wavy. I'm 80 and I look 50, you know. I'm looking in this mirror, you know. But you better look in the mirror of God. You better look in there and you will see that you're not all of this and you're not all of that. If God don't do it, if God don't be for you, you're not going to make it. Let me read that. James 1, 26 and 27. It says, if among you, religious is a way of life. So if I'm shaking and faking and I'm trying to pretend to you that I got all this going on, but I really don't, and bridles not his tongue, that tongue is a mighty weapon. It speaks blessings and curses out of the same thing. If you cannot bridle your tongue, you're not going to make it. But he deceives his own heart. God hasn't deceived him. He deceives his own heart because he has lifted himself up. The role model is Satan. He had a lot of glory, but he wanted to lift himself up higher than the Creator, higher than the God that created him. So we don't want to get deceived in our own heart. This man's religion is vain, which means it's of no effect. I might get up and go to church 6-7 days a week. I'm going to make it right with God because I attend church. No, no, and no. That religious way or that habit that I'm having, I'm practicing going to church. I'm practicing reading my Bible. I'm practicing memorizing scriptures and everything. It's all vain. It's all vain. It is all vain. And it's
religion.
and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Are we visiting the sick, or are we sick being religious? Are we visiting the prison, or are we pointing the finger at the people in the prison? Are we helping somebody? It's not our show. It's not show. Showing is vain. If I got to show everybody or tell everybody, you know, I helped Miss Susie today. I've been over Miss Betsy and I cooked a meal for her. That's not helping. That's doing things with the wrong mentality, with the wrong mind, with the wrong expectations. God is not looking at the fake stuff. He's looking at a pure heart and that you're doing things for the right reason. Don't play church, folks. Don't play church. Play church. That goes for me. Don't play church. Don't play church. Play, and excuse my terminology, but playing church will have you end up straight to hell. You know, straight to hell. And I know we don't want to live this life and go straight to hell because we having a false religion. So it's just one of those things today, Dr. Hunter. I mean, time is winding down. Like I said, I'm 65. Now, I asked God for 150. But I don't doubt that he can do it if he wants to.
Yes.
I don't doubt it.
I'm going to tell you, God promised us 120 years old, 112 years old. He said the day of man, it's in the book, 120 years old. So it behooves us to live accordingly. To live accordingly. Amen.
Amen.
Keep telling the people. You're blessing me. Keep telling.
Well, you know, I tell you the truth. You know, I like the other part that says God has not put any more on us than we could bear. He's not tempted us to the point that we're going to fail, but he always going to give us a way to escape. So then, you know, we have to take things in stride and know that God will provide. He will. He's not a man, like I said, that he should lie. He's not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie. We need to turn away from our evil ways. We need
Amen.
Hold on a moment, Dr. Hunter. I hate to do this, but hold on one moment.
Okay. Well, while she's making it on the other end, I will say this. See, the kind of God we serve, he's a just God. He's an honorable God. He's a loving God. And if he gives his only begotten son, I don't have no argument to say, God, you're in charge. But all I can tell my brothers and sisters, the more we trust in God, the more God has work for us to do. See, the time it is looking short, but it's the end is not even near. But the believers, it get us to know, you stay ready and armored. You get at attention. Stay at attention. You're watching everything. Because the captain of the army, the general of the army, say, when he say at ease, you relax. That's when we're in heaven. But he's saying attention right now. Because he wants us to be at full attention. Because we're ready to get ready to get in the march. We're getting ready to do the war. The more we can depend on God, the more God will send angels to do the warring for us. And I'm just going to say this with your love and kindness. See, when the person is saved and have not received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, I pray that they do. Well, what if somebody has not received it? Well, you haven't confessed Jesus Christ. Your life is not right before God. And that behooves you to get your heart right before God. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you and I confess all of my sin. I confess that I was a liar. I was a thief. I was a robber. I did the things that were not pleasing in your eyesight. And if you would allow me to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, I accept him right now in my heart. In my heart. Not in my physical heart, but in my spiritual heart. I pray you will let me be revived, and bring me to a point to say, Lord, I love you. And the more you can, somebody give the Lord a big hand out there. Praise him. See, the God we serve, you don't have to be a great preacher. Some people, I have people sometimes say, he's a great preacher. And I'm trying to determine how do we determine a great preacher? He has a melodious voice. He can speak a little louder. He can sing better. He can do whatever. But when I look at what determines that man of God, he's a great man of God. That woman, a man, is constantly in pursuit of what God wants. They wanted the affection, more of God. And the more we seek God, the more God will give us. And see, one other thing I will just rebound on. See, God ain't never sleep. God ain't never tired. And God is not a liar. It behooves us. I'm a liar and a thief. See, you can let me tell you something. See, I've come to understand God, once you are saved and you've got a touch of the Holy Ghost, and if you make a fall, God's going to always, he's not going to put you out. He's going to chastise you. He's going to chastise you. Like my mama used to say, I'm going to chastise you today. But that day she never did. One day mama got that board, and Lord have mercy. She said, go. And see, sometimes God has, he let things just come against you. He ain't let it kill you. But he wants to let you know, he said, I'm just chastising you. Letting you know that I love you. And I like what you said. I heard the Lord use you to say it. When we see what Abraham went through, no man in the flesh can went through what that man went through. He had to be thoroughly convinced that if he killed his son, and this is what I love, sister, God will raise him up. He ain't even do nothing about no, never knew nothing about no resurrection. But he just believed. If he did it, and he said, if he says, God will prepare us. God will prepare us. See, God has given us the best he can. That's Jesus Christ. Let me give you more, sister.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know what, Brenda? Yes. I knew you had some fire. Yes. I knew you had some fire. I just wonder when you're going to get that. Ma'am?
Dr. Hunter, you're good, Dr. Hunter. And let me say this here to the listening audience out there. I want y'all to know that I love and I respect Dr. Hunter so very, very much. And I want you to know I have not been in the place that I should be, but I thank God that he uses Dr. Hunter, because Dr. Hunter never gives up on me, and I thank God for that. You know,
amen.
He's just one man. I want to give you your flowers while you are here, Dr. Hunter. You've been a great inspiration to
me. Amen. Likewise too, because I know when God pinned us together, I said, but Lord, I said, she's going to be easy, but she's going to come in, no worry. Everybody has a time.
Yes.
I keep telling everybody, I'm not pushing you for money. I'm not pushing you for to be my nothing, but I'm pushing you to be what Christ would have us both to be. And the Apostle Paul, he was a man who was killing Christians, cutting their heads, cutting them off. And then he was a man. And that's why I say, if any man can read his life and understand what the Apostle Paul went through. Paul said he went to the Lord. He said, I went to him three times. And I prayed and I said, Lord, there's a thorn in my flesh. Can you remove it? And God says, Nope. I ain't going to do it. But my grace is sufficient in your weak hour. And every time, and see, I was trained, well, I'm going to tell you, I'm 68 years old. And I was told I was a young preacher in the ministry at the church. And, you know, Paul, he's a homosexual. His eyes, something wrong with his eyes. And I kept saying, I said, that ain't true about that man. I never accepted. And through the years, I've never said, I said, wait a minute. I got to do some deep study. I found out it was an angel, it was a dark angel that buffered him because God allows that. So he could bring him. Well, Paul, what you've seen is not a natural man on this side of seeing what you've seen. Paul said, I was in heaven. I don't know when it was. I don't know if I was here or there. Now, you tell me that's not a subject. That's God, man. God Almighty. Woo! Oh, glory.
Yes,
but God,
indeed.
But God still loves us. And that's why.
He does.
That's why the Apostle Paul, he keeps saying to tell the Romans, he tell all those letters, 14. Now, can you imagine, Paul said, what I have received, I didn't get this from man. What I'm preaching didn't come from man. He said, but I'm going to tell you, it was a revelation through Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now,
yes.
Can you imagine, sister, the word, even whenever you go back and read in the study, and the Apostle Peter said, who is this guy? Who is this man? This man, he said, our Paul. All over the our Paul. He said, who is this man? I ain't never heard nobody like this in my life. But God would make him a standing apostle, but he made apostle to the nation.
Yes, yes. Yes, and what I think about Paul, he was sold out. He didn't waver. You know, it's the word says the double-minded man is unstable. He didn't waver. He didn't waver.
No.
Just as eagerly or just as aggressive as he pursued the Jews to kill him, is the same way that he pursued them to tell them about Jesus Christ, that he's real. He's real.
He's real.
I was wrong.
And, you know,
the thing about that, he said, I was wrong. I was the greatest persecutor, but I was wrong.
I was wrong. And you know
some
what?
Of us won't say wrong to nothing.
Oh, Brenda, what you say, Brenda?
Some of us, we won't admit to nothing, Dr. Hunter. We won't admit to nothing.
Well,
that's pretty sad, though. That's
pretty
sad.
You know what? On a Friday night,
mm-hmm.
on a Friday night, there are more supposed to be Christians at the bar joints.
Right.
At the little knick-knicks. Now, am I persecuting them? No. I'm trying to revive them.
Amen.
Because Paul said these words. When God told him, he says, I must separate myself from the Jews because God has sent me to go and preach to the Gentiles.
Oh.
I said, what? Yeah, Jesus, he separated him from the Jews that sent him to the Gentile nation.
That's right.
I always tell the person, I said, if you go back and read the scripture, Paul writes in the book of Hebrews how God and Galatians, how God preached unto Abraham the gospel before the time was to the heathen. I said, man, I said, God, we serve as an awesome God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
He's
is.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
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 And the more we praise him, the more we see. Oh, I know one day I tell everybody, I say, honey, you crazy. I said, I know it. It's all right. I ain't going to get upset at you. Because I know I was working for the city, coming home one day old on 59, and the road just come across there, the overpass. And I said, God, I said, where'd you come from? And before I knew it, I heard a voice say, I spoke myself into existence. My hair on my head started standing up. I said, wait, Lord. Wait, Lord. I said, that's all right. She threw nothing to me. I said, that's all right. I got out of that car, tried to get out of the car, couldn't get out. I said, Lord, I see you in charge. See, but I know what God is getting, what God is doing for you, Brenda. God is filing us. See, we are from the old school. We didn't know you could see folks. I said, when you back in the day when we was in the country, and it come time to cut that, to chop the cotton, we had to go to the field and shove the hoe. If somebody was a hoe person, I know how to. I got the job shoving them hoes. I kept those hoes. And all I do is get on and help somebody. And I go and I said, time to, and I knew when it was time to go again and do it. And that's what God wants us to do. Be patient, be vigilant, and be just be doing what he called us to do. See, and I hear your heart. I hear your heart more now than ever. I hear your heart more now than ever. Because God says the prison doors that you see right now, he said if we do it according to his will, the prison doors will be open. This year.
Well, Lord.
They will be open. Lord, see, because they, see, the government don't have any more money.
They broke up in every other country, except
They broke. And it's, you know, it's the arm and the yeah, Lord. See, it's the arm and the leg to feed one. It's two legs and a hump to keep one on the bed. See, they got to pay for their utility. They got to pay for their clothes. They got to pay for their water. And see, so they got to let 50% of the people free.
Yeah.
But the people that come out, they got to come out. They got to remember they're coming out because God has allowed them the opportunity to move to the new place. See, some people want to come out and go back doing what they used to do. Oh, no. See, but they say if you come back this time, you'll never see light again.
That's pretty sad.
And I got a brother right now, and I pray for him. Somebody said, when you going to see him? I said, when God tell me. Hunter, y'all not be that to your brother. I said, I love him. But he got to understand what he did. I didn't do it. Because I caught him, and I told him what was going on, but he didn't hear me. But now he's down there. He wrote me a letter. He said, I'm at peace, bro. I'm going to see him this year. I'm going to see him. He wrote me a letter and said, brother, I'm at peace. I understand what you're trying to say. No, I wasn't trying to tell you nothing. God wanted to wake you up because you have a great gift. All of us have a great gift. The more I hear what God is doing for you, the more what God is doing through you, and you're walking in your health, you're walking in it. It encourages you. Say, press on in there, Brenda. Come on, sister Brenda. Press on in. My mother would always say, she said, put an axe on your shoulder and put a stick in your hand. I said, why, Mama? She said, in case you drop the axe, you got the wood to knock fire. But I've learned, see, and the whole thing I can say this hour that we now live in is that we got to take God at his word.
Amen.
See, and Jesus raised this question. He said, the disciples said, well, Lord, you know we've been out there a long time, Lord. And these people, they look like they're tired. And we ain't got no food to feed all these people. But Jesus said, what? The disciples said, oh, boy, he finna come and jump on us now. And Jesus asked one question. What do you have? Well, one said, what do you have? And they said, well, Lord, we found a young boy just come by here. He got some fish and so many. He got 2 loaves and 5 fish. Now, let me tell you something. Here comes the miracle of God. In this very hour, that the faith we have, somebody out there is listening to us. Somebody listen to us. And Jesus said, give it to me. When they gave it to him, first thing he did, he lifted his eyes to heaven and he blessed God.
He said, now pass it on
to the other people. Let them. And they said, well, good. And they said, wait a minute. Who is this man? We didn't hear about him, but Lord have mercy. You mean it's a, we done fed five? We done, no, man. Come on, homeboy. He said, we done fed 20. No, man. We done served. No, man, let me tell you. We done served 35,000 people.
Wow.
Offer 2 loaves of bread and 5 fishes. But see, God is a multiplier. He's not a subtractor to the righteous. And the more we open, the more we allow God to use us, the more God wants to use us.
Yes, yes.
And see, but we got to have that same hope. That same hope.
Yes, yes.
And what Jesus is teaching us, he says that sometimes you got the wrong thing in the wrong place. Amen.
Amen, amen to that.
Amen.
And he wants to.
Amen.
Okay, he wants to use you. He wants to use you. You know, but it's this free will, this choice thing, that how we would just make wrong choices knowing the right choice.
Amen.
Yeah.
And see, one other thing I say, my sister, while we're on there, we got a call on the phone. You got a statement you want to make? Hello?
Sir?
No, somebody just come on the line. I want to say this. I want to say this more than anything else in the world. God is using the believers today.
Yes.
And we got to keep our eyes focused not on the THINGS, but in the substance of what God is doing in us.
Yeah.
The substance. And the more the Holy Spirit moves in us, the more God moves us in. The more God sees. And see, what God does, see, and I was reading the scripture, and Jesus said this here. I take it to that particular time when the brother died. They said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died.
Mm-hmm.
Deliberately, he took the 2 days. I love when I get into the scripture. And he just said, okay, but he shall live. Oh, we know the resurrection, he's going to live again. But Lord, but he done been here, my brother. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection.
I am the resurrection.
Woo! I am the resurrection.
I am.
I mean, if you can just, woo, I'm getting goose pimples. That's all right, Lord. I love you. When he said, I am the resurrection. My God, I'm mine. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
He said, go there and untie him. Go and untie him. And let him go free. And feed him. Feed him.
Yes, indeed.
That's the kind of God we see. The resurrection power is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we go back in the scripture. We go, hallelujah. We go back in the scripture and we find where the two thieves on the cross. One says, well, if you be the God, why don't you just come on down and save yourself and save us? See, the devil was playing with God again. But to never know what the devil knew. He knew he had been with that rascal and got his escape. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Lord.
Yeah.
But the one man said, well, he said, now the one you tell, he ain't done nothing wrong. We the one that done the wrong. Now that's a positive attitude. And he says these words. He said, Lord, remember me. When you
remember
come into your when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but this day, you shall be with me in paradise. Wow. So I take
the
resurrection. Ma'am?
I said, what a proclamation.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And so I've asked a lot of people, and I don't try to be a bigot, but I ask every people, I said, if Jesus said, this day you shall be within paradise, when the people were dying, where were they? Where were they? But research, hallelujah, research will tell us it was in the bosom of Abraham.
Abraham.
If you go back and read the scripture, they said, well, when they got down, they said, can I go back and tell my brothers, don't come down here? Did I not? And the man he had passed up was in the bosom of Abraham. He said, I want to go back. He said, too late. In other words, God was solidified. If you don't receive your salvation now, it's too late. It's too late. And I always come to live this. It's moment by moment by moment by moment. And Brenda, and a lot of people have seen me. All I can tell you this. 3.5 years ago, I was attacked. I was attacked bad. But it was my fault. My fault. Wasn't nobody but me. Disobedience. Disobedience. And God allowed me to know. He said, yes, this is your disobedience. I wasn't going to let him kill you, but, and that's why I tell people, I said, well, I had this, whatever it was, for 6 straight days, my wife would tell me, hallelujah, Lord, I love you. She said, I heard you hollering like a man, went crazy, screaming, because I didn't know every time that black man, that black figure would come near me, a white hand would get in and get between. And on the 6th day, my wife said, I woke up because I heard God say, will you now trust me? I said, Lord, whatever you want to do, I'll do it. How? While I'm in the hospital at Kingwood, a lady I knew went to school with me. I saw her. I talked with her. Mind still refreshing itself. She said, Brother Hunter, they said they're going to cut my leg off. I said, no, they're not. I'll stop being here. And you know, in the hospital, they don't let you go where women are. Am I right about it?
Yes.
See, but I obeyed God. And I was looking around at somebody and somebody said, excuse me. I couldn't see nobody behind me. But when I got in there, I prayed for her, leg is healed. The lady had cancer of the pancreas. She's healed. Another lady had a problem. They're here. And they said, why don't you write a book? I said, God ain't told me to write a book. I'm not getting ahead of God on this. No. Ain't gonna do it. Like somebody said, don't you? See, but I say it with love and kindness. The more we trust God, the more we can hear what God is saying to us. The more I can say, see, I love my pastor. She's a woman. I thank God for her. But I'm not going to follow the hell when God said this is the way, and she ain't going to follow me here when God done said this way. We got to have the faith of the same kind. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not. See, faith is not seen. It's an action. It's up to us.
That's right.
It's up to us. And when we got that letter from you and we put it on the Facebook, we saw it. I said, good God Almighty. And we got to my secretary, I said, look, we got to glorify God for this. Lord have mercy. Because we have been praying and praying and praying, and now here you are, a living witness. A living witness.
Yes.
Because God said, I can do all things. He can do all things. And we have to say that ourselves. See, I say with an understanding. And Brenda, Minister,
yes,
Brenda,
sir.
I say this,
yes,
to
sir.
You, the more that the fire is stringing up in you, and I can feel your feet getting hot again, I feel your back getting hot, I feel it getting hot, because the more you feel the anointing in your body, the more the devil has to say, can't stay here no more, got to find a new home. No, you lie. You ain't never had a new home. You just here for just a microsecond, so move on. It's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You're healed, sister. You are healed. You're healed. It may not look, see the devil, the world said, don't look like, don't act like. No, but you're healed. Second Peter 2:24 says, by the stripes that Jesus bore on his back, I, Brenda, Lipscomb, Willie Hunter, Elvis, we're healed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's why I live.
Yes.
That's why,
yes,
I live. Don't,
yes,
somebody can understand me at the same time as my wife. She's the only one. Because sometimes I don't want to be, I just don't want to be wrestled with people around. But I'm telling you, the more we let God use us, the more God want to use us. Now I'm going to share something with y'all also.
Yes, sir.
You remember that lady I told you that that was teaching on a Monday night? Her name,
yes,
is, she's from New Jersey. And in the month of February this year, you know, it was cold in Texas, wasn't it? Matter of fact, it was cold across the whole southern part of the United States. So I had a Facebook. I had a thing on. I'm a man who can believe God. And she said she was perusing Facebook, and God put on my name. And she called me, and she asked me. She said, I'm looking for a man of God. Are you that man? I said, I am. And she began to tell me what's going on. I said, okay, we prayed. And God told me, don't let her go till she reach her destination. For one solid, I remember 5 straight days where I said, when you get to a certain place, you call me, so I'll stay in prayer. I would catnap, but my body would rest, but my spirit was still alive. And so when she got on on the 5th day, she said, I'm at home now. I went to sleep and slept for 6 straight hours. Amen. But I kept saying and praying. I said, Lord, I said, who is this woman? God said, he said, you'll see. So I began to pray. I invited her to be on the radio station. So she's on Monday night. And now she's coming to Houston, Texas next week. On Thursday night, Wednesday night. Over here for 4506 Laura Coffey at Grace Church is where she's going to be at. I've invited her down here. And I'm telling everybody, when I met this woman over the phone, I said, Lord, have mercy. And when I heard her teach with clarity, she reminds me of you, Brenda. See, when you want to teach, you can teach, Brenda. You can teach.
Yes, yes.
As the old man said, she can take some cake and she can whoop up some cake. While it's getting hot, it's already ready. In other words, he was saying you're getting the food to feed to the body. In other words, getting yourself prepared to do what God wanted. And see, the more we believers depend in God, the more God will use us. He will. He will. Now, please hear me and hear me well. that man that's still walking with God. Can you, he's still walking with God. There's another man still up there with God. My God Almighty, they're still in their regular form, still walking. And God just said to him, I love to say it, God says, he said, wait a minute, he says, come follow me. I want to show you something. Put his arms around him. He wants to look back home. The Lord said, no, hold on, okay, come. I got something I want to show you. See, God has something he want to show us. Hallelujah. And the longer he walked with God, the longer Enos walked with God, the more God wrapped his arm around him, said, oh, by the way, remember that Pleiades? He said, I did that. Remember that Aaron? He said, I did that. God began to show him. And I just said to myself, I said, you know what? God, you have a universe. You have a heavenness. There is no number. There is, it's endless. It's endless. And if that's where we're going, it's endless. If that's where I'm going, it's endless. It's endless without an end. Where no sun shall shine, no more crying of tears. But see, right now on this side of the river, get as old as a T.D. Jakes would say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. We got to get ready. Stay ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach tonight, while we're on this radio station, we're praying for somebody whose body is in bad, bad position. And Father, we have the faith to believe right now, by us touching this radio, somebody can get healed right now. Somebody can believe. It's by faith that we move our hands. And Father, we touch the keyboards and we believe because the fire, the anointing breaks every yoke. It breaks every yoke. Every yoke. The yoke of disease, the yoke of sin, the yoke of lying. That anointing breaks the yoke. And we have the anointing. We have it. And we believe it because the anointing flows out through us. Shabbat.
Yeah.
Flows after us. Flows after us. And Father, we thank you right now. For you open up a new arena for us all right now. You're showing us a new area we got to go to do your will. Hosha, Lele Baboso. And Father, we just believe tonight, by the faith that we have presented before you this night, we honor you, we love you, we adore you, and we magnify you. I want to thank you for Brenda. I want to thank you for Brenda's house. I want to thank you for everything that she has that's around her. And I declare and decree in the word of God, any evil that is befalling her shall not even come near her anymore. And Father, those who have against her, they're going to have to forgive her because she's already made a peace with God. Ain't going nowhere, ready to fight the true fight more now than ever. And Father, we just thank you, not only for her, but that's somebody else she knows. Somebody I know, I pray this hour. I pray right now for this person that's on the radio with us right now. Whatever it is they need right now, Father, it's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus, touch her right now, him right now. Touch, Lord, from the crown of that head to the soul, horsha of their feet, in the name of Jesus. We come against any darkness, any evil, anything. Any darkness has no right. Move on. Move on, darkness. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus Christ who paid the precious price. Paid it for us. Didn't say a mumbling word. But he honored you, Father. He died because if it honors my Father, I'm going to do it. And he did it, but he rose. He sits on your right hand right now. He's interceding for us right here in this earth realm. And Father, we just want to thank you for him. Want to thank you for him. want to thank you, Father. We want you to bless your own self. Just bless yourself tonight. You're such a good God. You're a great God. You're a merciful God. You're also, you're the kind of God that I want to serve. You're the kind of God I want to just, I love you, Father. And I'm laying my hands back on this radio station again. And the fire is flowing through this radio station. Somebody can sense it. Somebody can feel it. Somebody know it. Hallelujah. And Father, I want to thank you once again. As we visit in the hospitals in our spirit, somebody, as we pass by that bed, wherever that sickness is, we just touch and keep moving. Over all those hospitals, even on the highways, even in the airways, we just touch right now, Father, because we are flowing in the Holy Spirit. And we just believe. Woo, Jesus. Woo. Washan, the city of the Hosata, Lema Papa Saturday, Babochi Yota, Mandi Hosan, the youth of the Hota, Lemba Kosaha. Woo, Jesus. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. And Father, because of you, I said thank you. I said thank you. I thank you for Brenda. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you for Monica. I thank you for all those people who's not on the radio station. But Father, bless them. Cause the quickness of the Holy Spirit. Call them, Father. And Father, I want to thank you for those who are on the radio with me tonight. And Father, we just love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. The line's open. Anybody got any questions they want to ask in a statement? Amen. Amen.
That's all we got to do is sit back and check on it and just watch God move.
Ma'am?
That's all we got to do is sit back and watch God move.
Yes. Because the anointing is moving. The anointing is moving. It's moving. It's moving while we're sitting on this radio station. It's moving.
Yeah.
It's moving. Yeah. Somebody in somebody's house right now, Satan got to release him, let him go. He can't hold on to him. He's got to let go. Shoot. I saw one. Oh, glory. I thank you, Father. Father, I will not play God. I know you're God. I'm your son. We are your son. Brenda's your son. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for the testimony. She came up. She gave a, she said, God is still God. He ain't never changed. And I'm now healed. And I see it from her. I see it in her, Lord. I see it in her. I see it in her. Not only, but there's somebody else that she know. Right, whatever, right now. It's being touched. Right now, somebody is being touched. They're giving their life to Jesus Christ. There's a man, a woman, a poor child, even in Russia, even in Russia, even in Israel, even with ISIS, they're giving their life. They don't know they're fighting against in darkness, but we pray for them, Father. Hallelujah. And Father, you said in Psalm 19:6, you said the fear of the Lord is clean. And Father, that's why I have the fear of you, because your fear is so clean. Your fear is so wholesome. It's so precious. It just clean out anything that's said. Because I bow before you and I pray you. I praise you and I love you and I adore you. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you this night, on this particular night. And Father, the days that we see ahead of us, if it be thy will, if it's not, we understand, we love you. But we just believe in, Father, for the work that you've called us to do. It should be an appointed time. We're doing it. I'm asking you that you will have people to come to the meeting, not because I desire, but because they can get a blessing. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. 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 I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you for the sisters and the brothers. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Just got a praise.
Woo! Hallelujah! Nobody but you, Father. Nobody but you. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, we are to praise him. We are to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Shavuot. Yes. Shavuot Hosa. And Father, because your word is so powerful, your word is so potent.
Yes. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you, Father.
Yes,
thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
And all I got to say is, what do you trust?
Well, I tell you, we just know that we done spent some time on the radio with the Lord, and I'm gonna go to the healing schedule. But I got one person that's on the line. The line is open. You got something you want to say? If not, I love you. Brennan. I love you more. I love you more. Amen. And, you know, as we say this, as we take this, the next time we use the gift of this lesson, so it can flow over, the scriptures can flow out about healing. Because God is still a healer. He heals our pocketbooks and everything. God bless you.
D63H33. Healing scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy
Where are you going?
I'm just
surfing.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, then. God bless you.
Yes, bless you.
Okay.